Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Can you hear me?
Yes.
All right. Yeah, well, before we begin, let's pray. Let's pray. Dear Lord God, we thank you for this morning and for your grace and for your mercy. And I pray this morning that as we open your word, that you would speak to each and every one of us, that you'd speak to us individually and that you speak to us as a church. So we just, we thank you, we praise you. In Jesus' name, amen. Or if you guys have your Bibles, if you can open up to Genesis chapter 7. And today we're going to be looking at Genesis chapter 7 to Genesis chapter 8. Yeah, if you have your Bible, Genesis chapter 7, Genesis chapter 8. But before we actually get into Genesis chapter 7, let me explain to you what happened in Genesis chapter 6 so you can understand Genesis chapter 7. And I know most of you actually already know this. Know what happened in Genesis chapter 6. Very simple. God looked down on the earth. He saw that the earth was evil, that he saw the wickedness in man, and God decided that he was going to destroy the earth through a flood. Right? So then, but there's one guy, a guy by the name of Noah, and God says, you know what, Noah, I'm going to save you and your family, and I want you to build this humongous boat. Okay? And you're going to put the animals in the boat with you, and I'm going to save you. Okay? So Noah did exactly what the Lord said to do. He built this humongous boat. And that's where we start chapter 7. So I'm going to read chapter 7 from verses 1 to 10. So if you have your Bible, I think we'll have it up here too. It says, then the Lord said to Noah, go into the ark, you and your whole family, because I have found you righteous in this generation. Take with you seven of every kind of clean animal, a male and its mate, and two of every kind of unclean animal, a male and its mate, and also seven of every kind of bird, male and female, to keep their various kinds alive throughout the earth. 7 days from now, I will send rain on the earth for 40 days and 40 nights, and I will wipe from the face of the earth every living creature I have made. And Noah did all that the Lord commanded him. Noah was 600 years old when the flood waters came on the earth. And Noah and his sons and his wife and his son's wife entered the ark to escape the waters of the flood. Pairs of clean and unclean animals, of birds, and of all creatures that move along the ground, male and female, came to Noah and entered the ark as God had commanded him. And after the 7 days, the flood waters came on the earth. You know, it's kind of interesting because when I first read this, one thing I noticed is it appears that God told Noah to get in the boat 1 week before it rained. So God is saying, look, in 7 days, it's going to rain, but you need to get in that boat now. And I kind of like was thinking about it. Why would God want Noah in the ark 7 days before the rain? And I don't know why. I mean, I don't know why, but my own opinion, and you may think differently and that's okay, but my opinion is that perhaps that's how long it took for all the animals to get in the ark. I mean, we're talking thousands upon thousands and thousands of animals are walking two by two onto this ark. And so I think, well, you know, maybe that's how long it took. You know, Noah and his family, they had to, you know, okay, animals, come on, let's go. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Okay. They had to kind of maybe position them. Okay, you come. Okay, elephant, you come over here. Okay, come on. And, you know, maybe, I don't know, maybe that took about a week. Right? One thing that I also saw from these verses is that God told Noah, this is very important, God told Noah it's going to rain for 40 days. So Noah knows, he knows it's going to rain for 40 days. It's very important. Let's read the next verses, 11 to 16. 11 to 16. In the 600th year of Noah's life, on the 17th day of the second month, on that day, all of the springs of the great deep burst forth, and the floodgates of the heavens were opened. And the rain fell on the earth 40 days and 40 nights. On that very day, Noah and his sons Shem, Ham, and Japheth, together with his wife and the wife of his three sons, entered the ark. They had with them every wild animal according to its kind, all livestock according to their kinds, every creature that moves on the ground according to its kind, and every bird according to its kind, everything with wings. Pairs of all creatures that have the breath of life in them came to Noah and entered the ark. The animals going in were male and female, of every living thing as God had commanded Noah. Then the Lord shut him in. You know, it's interesting because we see all these animals going to the ark, right? And it rains on the earth. It rains so much during the 40 days that all of the mountains of the earth are covered with water. Even Mount Kongo in Osaka, right? Even that was covered with water, right? All of the mountains were covered with water. And I think, wow, 40 days. 40 days on a boat is a long time. Do you think so? 40 days on a boat is a long time. Now imagine, 40 days on a boat in the rain is a long time, right? Now imagine 40 days on a boat in the rain with all these animals for 40 days. That's a long time. And I think, wow, it must have been loud in this boat. I mean, when I was a kid, for my 5-year-old birthday, my parents gave me a little cute bird, a parrot, a real parrot. So cute. My 5-year-old birthday. Okay, that bird died when I was like 27 years old. It died when I came to Japan. All right, it died. Well, don't say, oh, until you, let me tell you about it first. Not finished yet. This bird, it was cute, but it was so loud. And we had it in the cage in the house, and we would be watching TV, and this bird would just, wah, 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 wah. And there was nothing we could do to keep this bird quiet. I mean, my father, myself, my mom, my brother, we used to go, rah, rah, and, you know, get the pillow, rah, and try to scare it. The more we scared it, the louder it got. This bird was so loud, and there's no exaggeration here. No exaggeration. I would be down the street, and I could hear my bird in my house. That's how loud this bird was. And if the bird heard another bird, oh no. It was just, nothing would make this bird stop. Finally, we realized, we found something that made it stop. After, you know, so many years, we realized if we got a blanket and put the blanket over the cage, it would stop. So we would be watching TV and, wah, 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 wah. And my dad was like, somebody get the blanket. We get the blanket, cover the bird, and the bird would stop. Right? So we would have guests that would come over our house, our friends, and they're like, oh, is that a bird? It's like, yeah. Well, why is there a blanket on it? Oh, because it's loud. Well, that's sad, you know. It's a bird, you know. A bird needs to be free, you know. Take the blanket off the bird. No, 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 no. You don't want the blanket on the bird. And our friends were like, oh, that's so sad. So it's like, okay, you know what? Take the blanket off the bird. So we would take the blanket off the bird. Within like 1 hour or 2 hours, our friends were like, hey, cover that bird back up. It was loud, right? And that was just one bird. Imagine on this ark with all those birds, right? I remember before I got married, Kaori and I, we went to the park one day. It was like July, August to meet. We were going to have devotions at this park. And we went to the park together to read the Bible, and it was when the semi were out. And we sat under this tree, and this tree had so many semi in it. You know semi, everyone knows semi, right? Zzz, those, what's it in English? Cicada. Cicada, thank you. Cicada. There were all of these cicadas in this tree. And it was so loud, we couldn't even hear each other. Huh? God, what? What? Do you want me to pray for you? Finally, it was like, you know what? Let's leave. So we left. They were so loud. And that insect is only like this big. Imagine inside that ark how loud it must have been. Now, I believe that for the 40 days, Noah and his family, they weren't just, you know, relaxing on the boat, you know, playing junk in, right? I believe that for the 40 days, Noah and his family were working. Why? Well, because they got all these animals. Animals got to eat. So they were probably every day feeding the animals, you know, and then, you know, not to be rude or anything, but, you know, animals eat, and what comes in comes out. That has to be clean too. So I imagine they were probably cleaning up the animal droppings, you know, and they were just busy for 40 days. I imagine the monkeys were jumping, the birds were screaming. It was just crazy inside of this ark for 40 days. You know, when you see the comic book of Noah and the ark, everyone's real happy, right? But I believe it was crazy. And I imagine that they probably had like a calendar. They probably had a calendar in the ark. And on the four, you know, it said 40 days. Okay, we got 40 days to go, right? So after the first day, they mark off 40. Okay? We got 39 more days to go. Then they mark off 39. We got 38 more days to go. They mark off 38. And then, you know, all the way down. Finally, we got 7 more days to go. They mark off 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Now there's 1 more day left. 1 more day, because God said 40 days. Tomorrow, the rain will stop. So they wait 24 hours, and they mark off that last day, and all of a sudden, the rain stops. Imagine that. After 40 days, the rain stops. I imagine that they were probably just, yes, we did it. Our celebration, dancing, hugging, crying. Oh, it was hard, but we did it. And I imagine that Noah probably said, you know what? Let's go park this boat. Let's get off this boat now. And he probably took his binocular and looked. And there's no land left. There's no land. His wife's like, what? I don't see any place to park this boat. I don't see an island or anything. Why? Because the whole earth is covered with water. It takes time for water to evaporate. And I imagine it's kind of like, oh, choto kawaii, right? A little scary. Notice verse 24. Let's skip down to 24. The waters flooded the earth for 150 days. 150 days is about 5 months. Okay? So, he's been on the ark for 1 week, right, before the rain. 40 days, right, of rain. Now, 5 months. Once again, he's been on the ark for 1 week, 40 days, 5 months on this ark just waiting. I mean, what was he thinking? You know, when will this end? I mean, don't get me wrong, I love animals. I love going to the Tennoji Zoo, you know, once a year, once every 2 years. It's fine, right? But 1 week plus 40 days plus 5 months with all these animals in a boat is too long for me. Let's go down to chapter 8, verse 1 to 4. Notice the next part. It's very interesting. But God remembered Noah and all the wild animals and the livestock that were with him in the ark, and he sent a wind over the earth, and the waters receded. Now the springs of the deep and the floodgates of the heavens had been closed, and the rain had stopped falling from the sky. The water receded steadily from the earth at the end of the 150 days, and the water had gone down, and on the 17th day of the 7th month, the ark came to rest on the mountains of Ararat. So finally, after the 150 days, the water starts to go down. It starts to go down, and now you can see the Mount of Ararat. I don't know if that's the right pronunciation, but it's okay. But, and finally the boat kind of like goes over in that area. If it were me, if I were Noah, I would have been off that ark at the Mount of Ararat. You know what? Forget these animals, man. I'm off. Right? I can't handle this anymore. But Noah can't get off yet because there's not enough room on these mountains for all these animals. He still has to wait. Right? So we see that the waters continue to go down. Notice verse 5. That is verse 5, huh? The waters continued to recede until the 10th month. And on the first day of the 10th month, the tops of the mountains became visible. This is the 10th month. That's 3 months after. Okay? So far, he's been on the ark for 1 week, 40 days, plus 5 months, plus another 3 months. Bear in mind, he's been on the ark for 1 week, plus 40 days, plus 5 months, plus 3 months. Waiting. Finally, at this point, the mountains you could see the mountains at that point. And they probably look like little islands. Right? Once again, if it were me, I tell Coyote, forget these animals, man. You and I, we're going to Hawaii. Alright? But Noah stays on. Notice what happens next. Verse 6 to 9. After 40 days, Noah opened the window he had made in the ark and sent out a raven, and it kept flying back and forth until the water had dried up from the earth. Then he sent out a dove to see if the water had receded from the surface of the ground. But the dove could find no place to set its feet because there was water over all the surface of the earth. So it returned to Noah in the ark. He reached out his hand and took the dove and brought it back to himself in the ark. I find this very interesting because he waits another 40 days. He waits 40 days before he sends out this dove. Okay? So let's do the math. He's been on the ark for 1 week, 40 days, 5 months, 3 months, plus 40 days now of just waiting. At this point, he takes this dove. Okay? And I imagine, my own imagination, he probably looked at this little dove and he said, you know what? You are very cute. You're a cute little dove. But you know what? Don't come back. Please. Bah! He sent the dove out. The dove goes flying away. It's like, phew, don't come back. Please don't come back. Don't come back. And his wife was probably like, hey, did the dove come back? Ah, not yet, not yet, not yet. And it's like, oh, man. It's coming back. Oh, the dove is coming back. The dove comes back. It's like, right? Imagine how he felt when that dove came back. Like, when will this end? When will this end? Notice verse 10. He waited 7 more days and again sent out the dove from the ark. Verse 11 too. When the dove returned to him in the evening, there in its beak was a freshly plucked olive leaf. Then Noah knew that the water had receded from the earth. Very interesting. He waits 1 more week. If it were me, I'd be sending out that dove every day. Every day. Come on, you're gonna find something, okay? Go! Every day I would be sending out that dove. But he waits 1 more week. So think about the math here. He's been on the ark now for 1 week, plus 40 days, plus 5 months, plus 3 months, plus 40 days, plus 1 week on this ark, waiting for the water to go down. And he takes this dove. And I imagine, once again, that he probably told this dove, you know, you are very cute, but this time I am begging you, don't come back. Bah! And his wife probably said, did it come back yet? Not yet. How about now? No. And his kids, Dad, did the dove come back yet? Not yet. Did it come back yet? No. Did it come back yet? No. Did it come back yet? No. Then he looks, oh, it came back. The dove comes back. It's like, oh.
Notice verse 13.
I'm sorry, verse 12. He waited 7 more days and sent out the dove again, but this time it did not return to him. Yeah. He waits 7 more days. So if you do the math, he's been on the ark for 1 week, plus 40 days, plus 5 months, plus 40 days, plus 1 week, plus 1 week. On this ark, waiting, he takes out this dove. And I imagine at this point, this is just my own imagination, they were probably crying, don't come back, please, don't come back. And he sends out the dove, bah! It's like, did the dove come back yet? No, it didn't come back yet. Did it come back yet? No, not yet. Did it come back yet? No, it didn't come back yet. It didn't come back, huh? Well, it didn't come back yet. And I don't know how long they waited, but after a while, they're like, this dove, it's not coming back. It's not coming back. It's not coming back. And they were probably once again celebrating. Yay! Just a wonderful time of celebration. It's finished now. Now, let's get off of this ark. All right, let's get off of this boat. But notice verse 13. By the first day of the first month of Noah's 601st year, the water had dried up from the earth. Noah then removed the covering from the ark and saw that the surface of the ground was dry. Notice this part really quick. Noah then removed the covering from the ark and saw that the surface of the ground was dry. It's a very interesting verse there. Right? It's a very interesting verse. Noah saw that the surface of the ground was dry. So after 1 week, 40 days, I get confused here. 1 week, 40 days, 5 months, 40 days, 1 week, 1 week. Noah looks and the ground is dry. Right? Now, this happened on the first month of the first, no, this happened on the first day of the first month of Noah's life. I mean, of the calendar at that time. Now, his calendar and our calendar were different. But, to make it easy to understand, this was Noah's February, I'm sorry, February. This was Noah's January 1st. Okay? So on January 1st, Noah and his family were eating osechi. And they look, and Noah saw, you know, the ground is dry. It's dry. Wow. The ground is dry. So I would think, okay, they saw the ground is dry. It's January 1st. What a great time to get off the ark. Right? Let's get off now. What a great time. Let's get off. Right? On January 1st. But notice verse 14. By the 27th day of the second month, the earth was completely dry. Then God said to Noah, come out of the ark, you and your wife and your sons and their wives. It's like, wait, stop for 1 second here. The second month, the 27th day of the second month, you can imagine that would be February 27th, just to make it easy. That's today, actually, right? I didn't plan on that. I seriously, when I was preparing this message, God put this message on my heart. And when I came to this verse, I was like, oh, that's interesting, because that's the day that the message will be. Whether that means anything, I don't know. I just thought it was interesting. But on February 27th, God told Noah to get off the ark. It's like, whoa, I don't understand here. I'm missing something here. Because on January 1st, Noah saw the ground was dry. But on February 27th, he got out. We're looking at 2 months here. So let's do the math one last time. He's been on the ark for 1 week, 40 days, 5 months, 40 days, 1 week, 1 week, plus about 2 months waiting. And this confuses me. Because from January 1st to February 27th, what was Noah doing? I don't believe he was thinking, oh, I love the animals and I don't want to leave. I don't believe that. What was Noah doing? It's a mystery. Why didn't Noah get off the ark on January 1st? Why didn't he do it? He's been on the ark for so long now. But why didn't he get off on January 1st? I believe the answer is in verse 15. Then God said to Noah, come out of the ark, you and your wife and your sons and their wives. Now, why was Noah waiting from January 1st to February 27th? The answer is right there, verse 15. Then God said to Noah, come out of the ark. In other words, Noah was waiting to hear from the Lord. In other words, Noah was waiting for God's timing. If it were me, January 1st, I would have been off of that ark. But Noah, no. We're not leaving. Maybe his wife and his kids said, Dad, let's get off this ark now. Let's go. No, we're not leaving. God brought us this far. And God told us to get on this ark, and we're not leaving until He tells us to get out. Until that time, we're waiting. And He waited, and He waited for, I believe, 2 months. You know, despite Noah's situation, Noah was waiting on the Lord. You know, if you're like me, I don't like to wait. I don't like to wait. Just the other day, or about a week or two ago, I was at Family Mart. I was buying something at Family Mart, and the man or the woman in front of me, they were buying like a onigiri and like a sisi lemon or something like that. And it was taking forever. And I was in line. I didn't say anything. I was still kind of smiling. But in my mind, I was thinking, what's taking so long? You know, and the lady, you know, was asking the man about the onigiri and the sisi lemon. And I was thinking, it's onigiri. Just buy it, the sisi lemon, let's go. Right? Then they're about, you know, the man puts it all in one bag. And he's going to give it to her, huh? And then she wants two bags. And I'm thinking, oh, I don't believe this. Just put it in one bag. Because I know what's going to happen. He's going to put it in two bags. She's going to go outside. She's going to take the CC lemon out, the onigiri out, put the two bags in the trash, and then eat it. Right? Just put it in one bag. I didn't say that. I was just thinking it. Then he puts it in two bags for her. And then she has another question about, something different. And now there's like two people in line at Family Mart now. And if you go to Family Mart, when there's two people in line, the staff, they get very nervous. And you know what I'm talking about? The staff is very nervous. Oh, I got two people in line now. And the lady is just, she doesn't know. She didn't know that I was behind her. She was just, can I have two bags, please? How much is that? And me and the guy are just like, you know, now, like, now I've been waiting now for 1 minute total, right? 1 minute, you know, I don't believe this. I don't believe this. You know, who's in charge here? Who's in charge? I didn't say that, I was just thinking it. But I could see that the staff and everyone was getting, the man was getting real nervous, you know. But the main point is, I don't like waiting on the Lord. I mean, I don't like waiting in general. But I remember when I graduated university, I had no money, obviously I had no money, and I needed a job. So I went on one interview, and this company offered me a job. And I said, okay, thank you, but can I have 1 week to think about this job? And they said, okay. So for 1 week, I was thinking about this job. And finally, I thought, you know what? I want this job for two reasons. Number one, I needed money. I had no money, right? Number two, that job was like my dream job. That was the job that was like, wow, that job is my dream job. I would love to do that. It was a perfect fit for me, a good job for me. And during that time, God made it very clear to me, no, this job is not your job. You need to wait. And it was like, maybe I'm not hearing from the Lord, right? Maybe this isn't the Lord. Maybe I just ate like a cheeseburger and maybe, you know, my stomach, and it's just telling me this job is not yours. But as I was reading the Bible, as I was praying, God made it very clear to me, this job is not for you. You need to wait. And I was confused because I need money, number one. Number two, that job is so cool. I want that job. And God told me no. So for 1 week, I was just trying to convince myself, it's not the Lord telling me that. It's the cheeseburger. But finally, after 1 week of praying and 1 week of reading the Bible and coming to church and hearing the message at church, my conclusion was, this job is not for me. I need to wait on the Lord. So I called up the company and I said, thank you for your offer, but I'm going to have to say no. Why? And it's like, you know, what am I going to say? You know, Mizukashi na. Right? I didn't know what to say. I just no thank you. And long story short, about 3 months later, that company went out of business. It was like a government-funded program, government-sponsored something, and they had no more money. They went out of business. They were gone. And I was thinking, wow, that was the Lord protecting me. The Lord telling me to wait on Him, and I saw the fruit of it. And I was thinking, wow, God is so cool. And as a Christian for maybe 10 years now, 10, 11, 12 years, whatever, I have some stories about how I waited on the Lord and how I saw fruit. How I saw, wow, God's timing is good. I have those stories. But more than those stories, I have many stories of when I didn't wait on the Lord. Oh yeah, I've waited on the Lord a few times. A few times I waited on God's timing. Yes. But I have so many more stories of when I didn't wait on God's timing. You know, about 4 years ago, I started like a little business about 4 years ago. And I put my heart into this little business. Okay, so this project for this business that I was working on, I believed 100% God was guiding me to do this. I believe it. I still believe it. God was guiding me to do that business. And I put my heart into it. I put my own finances into it. I put everything I had into this project. And I believe it was good. I really do believe that it was good. And I believe that God was guiding me in the beginning. But towards the end of this project, towards the end, it just failed. This project failed. Everything failed right before my eyes. Like, what happened? It just, the whole project, everything fell apart. Nothing I could even do to fix it. And I was thinking, wow, how did that happen? So I went before God because I was angry. I believed that God was guiding me to do that, and it failed. And I went before the Lord, and I said, God, why did this happen? Why did it fail? I've worked on this so hard. You know, my own finances and everything, and it failed. God, why? And God's answer to me was very simple. He said, it failed because you weren't waiting on my timing. You started off good, but towards the end, you weren't waiting on me anymore. On January 1st, you saw the ground was dry and you got off the ark. That's the problem. That's why it failed, because you couldn't wait until February 27th. And that's why it failed. He was right. He was 100% right. And I thought, wow, you know what? He's right. I started off good. Towards the end of the project, my heart wasn't, I wasn't listening to the Lord anymore. I'm gonna make these decisions on my own now. I'm not gonna wait for His timing. And it failed. So my next prayer to God was, okay, God, what do I do now? That's a fair question. It failed. I'm off the ark. It failed. What do I do now, Lord? And that was my prayer. And God spoke to me very clearly. And He said, it's very simple. Get back on the ark. Huh? Get back on the ark. And do what? And wait for me. And I had to basically go up the ramp. Go up the ramp and just wait. I could see the ground was dry, but I had to wait. I had to wait. And I wanted to work on this project and try to fix it myself. And God told me, nope, no, 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 no. Now you're just going to sit on that ark and you're just going to wait. You're not going to do anything. You're just going to wait. And you're going to wait for me to tell you when to come off. And it was a very painful and humbling lesson. Because my friends, hey, how's that project going? Whatever happened to that project? It failed. Wait. Why did it fail? Because I wasn't waiting on the Lord's timing. And that's why it failed. Now, I got to sit back on this ark, and I just got to wait now. For how long? I don't know. I just got to wait. After waiting about 3 or 4 months, then God finally told me, now you can get off. But a very painful lesson to learn. Waiting on the Lord is so important. So difficult to do, but so important. Let's pray. Oh, Lord God, we thank you for this morning. I thank you for your word. Lord, I thank you for your grace this morning, Lord, that even when we fail and we make mistakes and we come to those places where we don't wait on you and we see the pain that it causes. Lord, I thank you that even in those situations, you're merciful to us. To give us a second chance of waiting. Lord, I thank you so much for that. Lord, I pray that this morning, anybody here this morning, Lord, is facing a difficult decision in life. Perhaps wants to make a decision And maybe you're speaking to them about waiting, or maybe you're speaking to them about moving. I don't know, Lord, but I do pray, Father, that you would help us to wait on you. So that all the waiting that we have done so far doesn't get wasted, Lord. So I pray this morning, Father, that you would give us that peace. The peace, Lord, just to trust in you. Lord, thank you so much, Father. I just lift this up to you. We pray once again for Dan and Karen. Is there a way that you would give them rest and a time of refreshing? And we pray that right now they would even know, Lord, that as a congregation we're praying for them this morning. So we just thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.